So welcome to Maseches Gittin, kind of, because this is really an introduction, not really to Maseches Gittin, but really to Sefer Dvarim. And I'm sure Mr. Tark over here enjoyed it. What do we got over here? So I gave you the first Tosfos, and Meretz Hashem on Sunday we're going to start with this Tosfos. How did I get the Sefer Dvarim? New Mr. Kleinberg, how did I get the Sefer Dvarim over here? Good. So we're going to talk about the actual shtar itself, the get itself, which at the beginning of this Tosfos sounds extremely technical. How many lines are there? Where do we get that there's 12 in Gematria? Rabbeinu Tam talks about Gematria get. Sounds very like technical, boring. Sounds like not something that a Rishon should be talking about. We're going to see it's actually very critical, and that's why Tosfos brings it up. It's a very much within the philosophy of Tosfos. In the first Tosfos, many times, I know for sure, in Suvas and Kiddushin, now also in Gittin, there, if you read the first Tosfos, it seems to be super dry, super technical, and in essence, it's really something very essential. In the case of Suvas and Kiddushin, it's talking about the essence or the relationship between Kiddushin and Yisuin. Here, as we'll start on Sunday in Meretz Hashem, you'll see it's going to be talking about the essence of what a get is. Not just how many language get, does get mean a regular document, but rather maybe something that's essential to the idea of what a divorce document is. Within that discussion, says Mr. Kleinberg, that at the end of Tosfos, you saw that what? That the second opinion of, in the name of Rabbi Nohaigo and Misadra, it says, you don't want to know why there's 12 lines? Because the Torah says in Dvarim, the Chasavla Sefer Kritut, that's where it is. The general idea, which we're going to get to in a minute, because this year is going to be about what are we going to be doing about this year? What's different? Like Manishtan, we talk about Pesach, right? Manishtan, the difference between Sefer Dvarim and all the other Svarim. So already it's brought down here that it says Sefer Kritut. The get is called the Sefer Kritut. It's a document or a book of separation, of total distancing between husband and wife. Kishir Yudvet Shitin. Where does this 12 lines come from? So Mr. Bezner, Tosfos had said what? These 12 lines are these lines that come between, he says, the four out of the five Chamisha Chomshet Sefer Torah, as the Gemara Bava Basra says, Shetzorech Laniach Arba Shitim being called Sefer to Sefer. Now what do you have to do? You need, and I don't know if you ever paid attention, Mr. Balakori, have you ever paid attention?
Before Sefer
Dvar. Anybody else about Kori over here? Yeah, no, have you ever noticed that there are these four things? Even in Sfar, you said, you checked it out, right? You checked it? When did you check
it? It's a deep one.
And is it an antique of Kori? Yeah. Are you going to have a deep?
Yes,
sir. So between each Sefer, there are four lines. How many Sfar are there?
Five.
So I got a problem, huh?
Yeah.
So that's what we got. So maybe it should have been 16, huh? So right between Breishit and Shmot, that's four. Shmot and Vayikra is another four. That's eight. Vayikra.
Well,
let's go the other way.
What was like between Breishit and Shmot, between Shmot.
Yeah. That's three. That's four. It's 12. Somewhere should be also between Vayikra and Shmot. So what is Tosfos? This is the Tosfos you need to remember, because what is the Tosfos answer? Tosfos says. There's a comma over there. Now, just before we're going to talk about necessary, anybody have any question about that? This is a question. Think what we're saying now. Let's think about that statement. The statement you just said is that since it's called the Sefer Kritut, Sinker, did you ask any question on that statement? Since it's called the Sefer Kritut, therefore, what do I need to do? I need 12 lines. Where do I get that from? From the now.
That's
the what? Not from the Torah. But from where? From the lines in between each sefer. Anybody have any question about that?
16 lines.
That's the next question. That's what Tosha says. I'm asking you to think about the state, what's the connection between one and one?
Okay. Pizza and pizza, that is a problem.
Not exactly. Not bad. Yeah. But it's interesting that you said that. Which means that, yeah, what are you going
to say? Side question. That of the R line, there are gaps between in actual, between R stuff, there's actually gaps.
That's also true. It's a concept called a meaning. He talked about within Parsha Ketuba versus Tuma. Okay? But I think Bezner started talking about it, which is, we're saying that what? Since it's called the Sefer Kritut, therefore what? Therefore you need to have 12, just like the lines in between. So I guess the question we're going to deal with on Sunday is, okay, it's called the get is called the Sefer Kritut.
What's that translation?
What?
The original is English.
Sefer is a book?
Yes.
Karet is to me.
Separate.
What?
Karet.
Right? So, we're saying that this has to be 12 lines. The get has to be 12 lines. The colors of Sefer Kritut. Now, if it's Sefer Kritut, where are we learning this from? We're learning these from the lines between the parshiyot, right? Of the different chumashim. Does this arrow make any sense? What's the logical sense here?
This is for me, it's not for the parashot, but I just think the lines.
From the line, what are the lines in between the parashot have to do with
anything?
Torah's
a repetitive.
What? I think not, right? I think that would be very bad. No, the Torah is a sefer kritut, it's very bad. Sefer kritut is a description of what it gets.
Ah.
Got it? Get the chasavah sefer kritut. You have to read the psukim, which one is it? Good.
You say it separates it. Those four lines separate two versions. So
that's true.
It's
a little strange, right? Meaning, at simple glance, it's like they learn from the word kritut homiletically, just like the kid is a kritut. So too, these are the lines between that separate quote unquote kritut, right? Quote unquote that separate between. Am I right homiletically that that's the standing that I understood? Homiletically, which in and of itself is a problem. I don't know, a problem. Something when you learn Chumash in depth is that we know that what is Breishit connected to Shmo? Yes, right? How do I know what it is? Because some people actually call Sefer Breishit, Sefer Rishon, and Sefer Shmo, Sefer Sheni. Or, say it even better, how does Sefer Shmo start, Mr. Tarko?
Same way Breishit has.
Is your name Mr. Tarko?
Yeah.
Okay, so make sure I'm not saying the wrong name. I know it's been a long time. How did Sefer Shmot start? What's the first word? How'd you get into this yeshiva? Yeah, what do you got? That what? What? Ve'ela Shmot. Ve'ela Shmot. He knows Tanakh. That's why I'm like shocked out of my mind. What is the word? What? Of course he said it. Of course he said it. He's just being human, humble with me. Ve'ela Shmot. What's the problem, Mr. English? Mr. English, what's the problem with Ve'ela Shmot? How do you start a Sefer? The Vav. Right, you don't start with a composite. Is that what it's called? A conjunction, right? Ve'ela. You don't start with that. What does it tell me? And the Ramban already says already that these two are connected. But homiletically, I'm saying right now that it would seem to be that we're learning these lines between the parashah. It's learned from the words kritu. Sam, you agree with me there? We're going to see on Sunday. We're going to see on Sunday that what?
What's your problem?
I'm going to let it believe means that you're in Hebrew it's the darshan, but it means that you're taking a license and developing an idea. You're developing it, that's what homiletic.
Good.
Homiletic is like giving over like a drug. You know how you like when you get in Bnei Akiva, you would say over a story and you would exaggerate things at times? That's homiletics. Okay? Good. Darshanit. Good. Now, we're going to talk about on Sundays that maybe, we'll keep this on the board for Sunday, that maybe it's not from the language of the Kritut, but rather it's what? Imagine from the language, from this concept of the Sefer. That actually these lines are not Kritut, but they're actually are considered a safer itself. Everyone hear what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's going to be very cool. It's not my Kiddush. It's a very important Akron's Kiddush. We'll see. Okay? But that's where we're at until now. Akon, Hakafa Aleph, a little bit setting up for Sunday Shiur. Yeah, Akon.
I understand the question, but I also don't understand. Because I understand that you're saying it doesn't seem to be logical to learn one after the other. Because
what does, because again it's called the Sefer Kritut, therefore I'm learning the 12 lines from the 12 lines that are separating each part. What does that have to do with anything? What does that have to do with it? So I'm saying, maybe it has to do because this is Kritut, and homologically, which means if you stretch it a little bit, these are things that are separating also. Separating. What I'm going to tell you is deeper than that. It's not just the Kritut part, it's the safer part. You with me?
Yeah.
That's for Sunday. Now back to where we're at. The next question, which Tosus asks, where do you see the code? Where does Tosus start asking the questions and so much? What's the word that Tosus asked? Yeah. Then he said the question?
Behesed.
Good. Behesed. Good. So Tosus asks an implicit question here, right, Mr. Singer? Which is what? It shouldn't be 12, it should be 16. So Tosus answers, Tosus, right, there's a built-in hidden question. Right? There's a V'im Tomar over there. Right? Yeah, Mr. Tarko? Let's pick on Tarko.
Everything's picked on Tarko there.
Okay. Behesed. The hefsek should be by yidaber the Mishnah Torah, v'lo chashiv. Why not? Right. The answer. Where does the question answer? Where does the question stop, Mr. Bezner? Which word?
Stop. Unfortunately.
Try again.
Oh wait.
Try again. You might be right. The hefsek should be by yidaber the Mishnah Torah, v'lo chashiv.
Lo
chashiv. It's not considered. Why not? The answer is, why is it not? Because what is Sefer Dvarim, according to Tosfos, Mr. Singer?
Those are
revealing what was already said. You ever heard that before? Mishnah Torah? What does the word Mishnah mean?
Repeat.
Said it twice. This is the Sheikh of Tosfos. And that's why, according to this, there will not be 16. Yes, sir?
I've made sense of the Dvarim for the Mishnah Torah. Why is it not by
And why did they call it Vaidaber? Why is that called Chumash HaKadim or Sefer Bamidbar?
And then you have Vaidaber. Shmuel's called Vaheya. Very Shifai. But usually it's based on what the. When they talk about the Chumash, it's based on what the. That Sefer is about. It's a great Shifai. It's a great Shifai.
Bamidbar is not about Vaidaber.
That's what they.
Okay, so it's wrong.
That's my question. That's my second question. Why are they calling it Vaidaber?
That was just the. I hear what you said. Yeah? I don't know. I didn't think about that. Interesting. Okay. He was saying that normally people don't call it a fourth safer Vayidaba. Right? He clearly says he doesn't say being Bamidbar or Lidvar or being Bamidbar. Right? He just borrows the first word of Bamidbar. I don't have a good answer. Sam? Okay. Now, I gave you the Ramban and the Radvaz together with a lot of Gemaras and a lot of Rishonim and Achronim to see that not everyone agrees to this Tosus. Right? Tosus basically says that what? That Dvarim is just a one big repeat. It's a repeat of the other four. Okay? Now the question then would ask, according to Tosus, why are we repeating it? Okay? That's what we have to figure out. But even there, the question is, within the repeat, Tosus already gives us a nafkamina. The nafkamina then is that you do not need four extra lines. Right? That's already one nafkamina. Now the Ramban already tells us more. What is the Ramban in his introduction? I'm going to open up the Ramban. What did the Ramban tell us over here? Mr. Singer, what did the Ramban tell us? When he talks about Sefer Dvarim, he says three major important points about Sefer Dvarim. What are his points?
They reviews a lot of the Mitzvot. Doesn't review stuff about Kohanim because they're very careful about it.
Okay.
And it does review many Mitzvot of the Israelites, like Israel, to put fear of punishment into them. I guess it's a 40 point, but It does add new Mixcode though, like Airtran, Ebook, and other that are not mentioned previously.
The first point, which many people think, is that what? Is that it's a book of rebuke. Does he talk about that there's rebuke here?
Yeah.
He mentions that, right?
Yeah.
That's the first point. First point, he says that there is rebuke. Okay? Now, make sure that there's no what? And there's a lot against Avodah Zarah, because there's a lot of people going to be doing Avodah Zarah. Good. Then, start what he says, the word ve'od, around six lines in the Ramban's introduction. Ve'od Yosef b'sefer hazeh. You see that? Ve'od Yosef, at the beginning he said Moshe Rabbeinu is coming to teach the door that's coming into Eretz Yisrael. Okay, he's giving tochacha, right? To make sure that you don't mess up. The Va'od Yosef b'sefer hazeh. Go ahead, read for me, Mr. Somech. Va'od Yosef b'sefer hazeh.
Va'od Yosef b'sefer hazeh. Kama miskor shemes miskaru kirat. Go ahead, Yigur b'gid. Abasi shemba. Yagir shim b'nisha. Yagir shim b'nisha.
Oh, that's pretty good, no? Meaning, Gershon is mentioned. We have mitzvot here that were not mentioned. Meaning, previously he says that for Am Yisrael, like Mr. Singer had said, for Bnei Yisrael, we go over mitzvot to add something to it. Right? But it's not just stomp to add a point, but it's to, as I said, give them a zest. Give them a what? An extra kick in the tuchus. Okay, but then
he says Shalom is for Klal, or mentioned at all.
Oh, now that's point two, right? The next piece is Va'od Yosef, that there are certain mitzvos that were not mentioned at all. Yibum wasn't mentioned at all. Motzi Shemra, all these happens to be in Parshat Ki Tetzeh, except for Edom Zomim, which is in Parshat Shoftim. For our cases, again, being in Maseches Gittin, Gershon is not mentioned beforehand. But now he says something very, very important philosophical. What does he then say? I would underline this. Ukvar nemru lo. Look what he says. Keep reading, Mr. Somach. You're reading so beautifully in your Ashkenazi Miftah. Ukvar
nemru lo. Ula besinai over moed. Asherai shlag kodem regedim.
Oh, come. Look. Did you see that? That's a big line over there. Oh, these are new mitzvot. This is not reform here. New mitzvot. What does that mean, new mitzvot here? If they're new mitzvot, before this line, what would you have said, Mr. Singer? If they're new mitzvot, so when are they being told?
After
Har Sinai. Where we're at now, meaning there's going to be new mitzvot by Arvot Moav, by the plain of Moav, right before coming into Eretz Yisrael. Okay? Comes the Ramban and says, do not say that. When Moshe is teaching Am Yisrael in chapter 24, in Devarim, this is where it is, Devarim Chavdal, the fact that he didn't know when Sefer Prikud is, that he didn't look at the Psukim. You have to make sure we're Shabbat, look at the Psukim. And then what do we have? So Hashem's saying to Moshe, these are the mitzvot, now in Arvot Moav. Is he actually teaching Moshe for the first time right now to teach Bnei Yisrael now? Comes to Ramban and says, absolutely not. When was Moshe taught this? Har Sinai. The first year in the Midbar, before the Chayla Morakim. Oh, now what's the problem? What's the next hidden question that the Ramban has to deal with? If that's true, then what?
Why did he say it?
Who's he?
Moshe.
What? Is Moshe holding the Mishnah in Pirkei Avot says, Al Tachsik Tova La'atzmecha? Torah is tov. He like a tov. Don't hold it for yourself, my good friends. If Hashem gave him the goods, already all these mitzvot are seen. Why is he waiting almost 40 years to give it over? Everyone with me in that question?
Yeah.
Who asked that question?
The Ramban himself.
And the Rabbis. The Ramban himself asked that question and he gives an answer. What is his answer? So here he says, because you know what happened in Arvot Moav? There is no chidush. There is no chidush there. All it is Eila Dibrei Habrit. At the end, in Parshat Ki Tavoh, LeDivrei HaBrit, there is the Divrei HaBrit, there's the Klalot, there is this idea of what? Of being mechazik based on curses, if you mess up. That's what was done at Arvot Moav, what we would call the Arevut. Right? The idea of being able to feel responsible, and that if you mess up, there's curses, if you understand the responsibility. That's Eilat Divrei HaBrit. Were there new mitzvot? There's no new mitzvot. No new mitzvot. Eilat Divrei HaBrit. And therefore, bichidush. What's the bichidush here? This is huge. I don't know if you ever paid attention to this, Mr. Tarfa. What does he say? Val came, as a result of that, let's have to move ahead because we're running out of time. Val came, lo ne'mar b'sefer hazeh v'idaber Hashem al Moshe l'emor, savas b'nei Yisrael, o daber al b'nei Yisrael v'marta aleihem, mitzvah plonis. What a chidush to remember. Right? That's like one of these riddles that are like unbelievable. Nachon? In Dvarim, it never says Vayidaber Hashem al Moshe l'emor tzavet b'nei Yisrael v'marta aleihem. That's crazy. Do you ever think about that comfort? I never thought about that. It's pretty insane. What's the reason according to the Ramban? Because there's nothing new here. Everything was given at Har Sinai. Avolot nichtevu ha-mitzvot b'svarim ha-rishonim shidaber im yotzei Mitzrayim. Now here comes the answer. But first things first. The Ramban agrees with Tosfos or doesn't agree with Tosfos? A little bit of a trick question. Does the Ramban agree with Tosfos or not?
No.
He disagrees with Tosfos. Why does he disagree with Tosfos?
Not everything written in the Bible is already written before. Just because it was given to Moshe already doesn't mean it was written in previous four books. Like it's still not. It's not.
He doesn't say it's pure repetition. He definitely does not say it's pure repetition.
Yeah.
Correct? That part, to the extreme, if you read Tosfos that way, then the Ramban doesn't agree in principle that way. There are certain similarities, okay? Which means that if on a spectrum between the Tosfos on one hand, and then you have the Ramban and the Ravaz, right? There, right? Which one's going to be closer to Tosfos and which one's going to be farther away from Tosfos?
Ramban's closer.
Right. Alright, Ramban is going to definitely be closer to Tosfos, even though he's going to be disagreeing, and the Ravaz, as we'll see in a second, is going to be much farther away from Tosfos. Is that clear? Let's explain that. According to the Ramban, we're saying it's not just a repeat. There are some new mitzvot. Right? That we have not seen. There are new mitzvot. Now, his big chiddush is not actually really new, because they were all really given when? At Har Sinai. They were given Har Sinai. Now he's about to ask the question, if that's true, so why was it not written until now? And he's going to give two answers that the Ravaz and many Achronim don't like. Okay, what are his two answers? Great question. Okay, you say Ramban, everything was given in Har Sinai. All the mitzvahs given in Har Sinai. So then why did Moshe wait to tell them now and write it in this book only now? Fascinating, correct? His two answers are difficult. What are his two answers? Number one. He said, maybe these mitzvot were only in Eretz Yisrael. Now he himself is what? He says, but these were not mitzvot that's new in Ba'aretz. A lot of these mitzvot are chovat haguf. Right? Geirushin is not a chovat. That's something that has to do with Eretz Yisrael. Okay? A lot of these mitzvot, yibum, doesn't have to do with Eretz Yisrael. What is he talking about? Right? Motzi Shemra. Doesn't have to do with Eretz Yisrael. Ki lai lo nagu ba'otan mitzvot rak ba'aretz. Alfa pishin chovat haguf. Kasher ba binyan nesachim. Just like he says, an example would be the Nisachim. The Nisachim are the wine libations. That the Ramban, the Shitato, says they were not done in the Midbar. They're not done in the Midbar. Okay? So he says that's one reason why it's not listed now. Right? He goes on to say, why is it not listed now? Because Lo Nahaku Ad Haaretz. Which
I'm sure you saw a lot of people argue. The whole concept of the Nisachim was actually listed in the Gemara. But the other ones aren't listed in the Gemara. Meaning, you can't just make that stuff up. Ask the Ravaz and ask the Bar Minel and others. That's question number one on the Ramban. Question number, then the second point he said is what? Mipnei. Because they're not Tadir. And therefore it's only mentioned now. Therefore it's only mentioned now. Okay? Again, that's a problem. Why is that a problem? Number one is these mitzvot are very common. A lot of them are very common. Unfortunately, there's a lot of divorce happening all the time. And number two, a lot of the things that were mentioned aren't so common also. So it's very, very difficult with the Ramban. That's what the Ravaz asks on the Ramban also. Okay? The Ramban himself, just briefly, mentions that there is the tochacha that's given. At the same time, there's the chesed of Hashem, being able to know that kiimcha slicha leman tivarei, that even if midat adin, you don't deserve it, when you're coming into Eretz Yisrael, you should know Hashem loves Am Yisrael, he's full of rachamim, and he's going to help you. That's, again, different parts of Sefer Dvarim. The core for now for us is what? That he definitely does not go to the extreme of Tosfos to say that it's a pure repeat. Okay? He says there are certain new mitzvot. Now, obviously, the Ramban himself does not deal with these four lines. Right? Meaning, if it's not a pure repeat, then in a certain level, what should be then? Then there should be another extra four lines. So, obviously, you're going to help me, and I think there is a good answer, according to both the Ramban and for sure the Ravaz, why there would not be what? The extra four lines. Everyone with me? Good. What? You lost the last part? The only thing I just said right now is I want to get to the Ravaz because I'm really running late. I got 20 more minutes and I also do a little parsha also. But I have a little more to do, or a lot more to do, I'm truncated. Ramban definitely does not fully agree with Tosfos. Tosfos that says that Mishneh Torah is only a repeat. He says there were new mitzvot added here. Now he finishes them, not that they were said in Arvat Moav, but these new mitzvot were already said in Har Sinai. And what he said is, if that's true, why did Moshe hold it back till now? He gave two theories. Number one is they didn't need it until Eretz Yisrael. They weren't Nohag until Eretz Yisrael. Following the role, the model of the Nisachim, the wine libations. And even though they are Chobat HaGuf, which is, again, very, very difficult. Only the Nisachim are mentioned in the Gemara. Number two, they're not Tadir. They're not very common. And again, as I said, the Bar Minel, the Ravaz, all ask the Ramban, I don't know what you're talking about. And therefore, what did the Ravaz then go a step further? The Ravaz says, not only are there new mitzvot, not only are there new mitzvot, but what? Just for the record, by the way, we had said this part, as we'll see in a second, told us the big chidush which climber is going to remember forever. That's why there's no Vayida there, Hashem El Bnei Yisrael here. Because there was no new tzivui, dafka by in Dvarim. It was all given in Har Sinai. Now, what is he going to say? The Ravaz says what? There are new mitzvot. These new mitzvot in Sefer Dvarim were given where?
Later than Sinai.
Given in Arvot Moav. This is really cool. This is like fundamental things to know. Right? Given at Arvot Moav. Now, we have some questions to answer, no? What questions do we have to answer? Come on. If there are new mitzvot given at Arvot Moav, you have at least two questions. We have at least three questions to answer. One of them is philosophical, like a strong philosophical question. A second question is a halachic question. I have to remember the third one, right? Yeah. And the third one's a textual question. Okay? Anybody want to answer? Ask me any one of those three questions. You have to ask me. Well, I can give you this year. Philosophical question, which is, what do you mean? I learned the Rambam. Rambam says everything. Why was it not given in Har Sinai? Now, who asked that question? The Ravaz himself asked that question. He says, you might ask me, Was it the big show at Har Sinai? Was it everything given at Har Sinai? Great question, no? Not only that, many of us have learned that where was the mitzvah of Shabbos and Dinim and Parah Aduma given? At Har Sinai? No, more, in Mara. Right before. And he says, why not ask the same question philosophically? Why did God do that? So he gives one answer, and you could definitely give other answers. His answer is basically that's the Ratzon of Hashem. You don't know. That was basically this Rishon's answer, right? If you didn't, he said that's the Ratzon of Hashem. Do I know? I don't know. But this is the facts. Now, many, many commentators, many Mefarshim, give reasons, again, homiletical reasons, but give very strong reasons why these three mitzvot would be given what? Why these three mitzvot would be given before in Marah, Shabbat, Kibbutz Ve'Eim, and Dinim, or Parah Aduma, there are different nuskhot there, those are different verses. Also over here, I would suggest, and I think that that's what the Emes Liakov did, is why would this in Sefer Dvarim, Davka be given in Arvot Moab? The Ravaz doesn't answer. He just says, kacha. This is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Ratzon is. You have no idea. You know, good luck. That's the Ratzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the philosophical question. Give me a second just to answer the other two. What are the other two questions? The textual. What's the textual question? If there are new mitzvot in Arvot Moav. So this was the technical question, which is why? Why is there nobody that bear Hashem al B'nai Yisrael? Brand new mitzvot here. According to the Ramban, I know the answer. Because there's nothing given now, it's only given to Har Sinai. But you, Mr. Radvaz, said everything's given now. I should have Ayin Daber Hashem El Moshe in Sefer Dvarim. Great textual question. What did he answer? He answered the question.
You don't need it.
What do you mean, don't need it? Why don't you need it?
Because Moshe's name is that.
Good. Let's read it inside, because meaning you said it well, but let me say it even better. Right? The Radvaz answers that textual question. The Radvaz there is, it's literally the last part of the Radvaz. Okay? The last part of the Radvaz is, Aval in hachinami, throw in the last six lines of the Radvaz. Aval in hachinami shetziva b'mitzvot rabot b'marvot moav. He had said four lines beforehand. Aval ma sha'ani sover shekola parshiot ha-mechudashot b'arvot moav. All the new parshiot were given in Dvarim were said for the first time in Arvot Moav. V'chol parsha shenishnei b'sham. Anything that's repeated is because there is what? There's a chidush. It's not just some Mishnah Torah repeating. There's a reason for it because there's a chidush there. And then he said for the next three lines. If you'll ask me, why did Hashem do this? Why not give it at Har Sinai? You should ask the same question about Shabbat and Dinim and Bamara. And the answer is, ask God. Because that's what God knows. And then he said, Avalina Chinami, that mitzvot rabot navor moav, that Moshe said to Am Yisrael, we do not say Tzavet b'nei Yisrael or Daber b'nei Yisrael. Why not? Textually, he answers, because Moshe was sitting there, and was darshening, was giving a shir kali to everybody. And everybody knew that he wasn't making it up himself. Hakol Yodi, that it came from Hashem. And all the mitzvah mechudashot, which are in Mishnah Torah, Hashem said to Moshe in Arvot Moav. And Moshe said it to Am Yisrael to explain it to them. Okay? Moshe did not make it up himself. The reason I'm going to come back to that formulation in one more second. Okay? But just to answer our technical question, so far we have three questions based on this from Ramazashi. Number one was philosophy. Right? Number one was a philosophical question, which is why? Right? Philosophy. You want my read that says philosophy? But now you can read that in my language? You can't. Philosophy. Lama. Why? Right? So the Ramazashi's answer was kach. Right? The Ravaz answer, because that's the Ratzon of Hashem. I gave you that homiletically, I think that first of all, for my Rava, we can talk about it, to help you in your Avodas Hashem, and we'll see that the MC Yaakov also gives you. Ravaz that answer, because that's the Ratzon of Hashem, good luck, that's what it is. We'll see a different answer. We just said, this is number one, we'll call this number three, for you got norm T. Why is there no Vayidah there? There's no Vayidah, even though it's brand new. What's the reason? Because everyone knew. There's no reason. Everyone was there. We're doing big shear falling. There's no reason. And Moshe was talking. And it was clear that it was from Mipi Hashem. Right? It's for sure he's not making anything up. This is not just rabbinical, you know, just saying whatever they want.
There's no reason to it, because as he had said, what? Moshe was Yoshe Vidorish. It was like one big stadium there in Arvot Moab. There's a big pitch over there. They're all wearing their jerseys called tzitzit or something like that. And Moshe is spewing, and it's clear that he's an ambassador of Hashem. What's the second question? Which we haven't asked yet. We had said philosophical. We said textual, Vayidaber Hashem. What was the other one we had said? What was the other halacha question? What was the other halacha question?
That
was what I said. The halacha question. Why is there? If it's brand spanking new, then there should be what? There should be four lines. That's what I want to answer this last part. Which again, the Radvaz. Okay, I have 2 points that I want to finish it off this year. Okay.
This was the halacha question, which is why is there no four new lines? And this comes back to the answer. What I want to do with the last 2 minutes of the shir is to give another philosophy, which is going to be, this part is going to be the Emes LeYaakov. And at the same time, the Emes LeYaakov is also going to help us with this. Okay? But four lines. Okay? The Emes LeYaakov is based on a lot of Rishonim and Gemaras and Achronim also. Which basically said what the Ravaz just emphasized. Ravaz just emphasized that I don't mean by Yidaber Hashem Moshe, because basically it was so pasha obvious. It was so obvious that Moshe was what? Not saying anything from himself. What is he emphasizing? Because I gave you a lot of Gemaras. That what happens? What did all these Gemaras emphasize? That Sefer Dvarim is different. Sefer Dvarim is different. Okay, in what way? Tell me, and it's not only Gemaras, it's Pesukim and Sefer Nehemiah.
Repetition.
Right? Not only repetition, that's not what I'm getting at. It's called Sefer Moshe. Moshe Katav Sifro is the language of the Gemara in Baba Bashma and Daf Yidal that I gave you. Moshe Katav Sifro. Okay, that was the Gemara in Baba Bashma. Moshe Katav Sifro. It's called the Nehemya. What's it called? Sefer Moshe. It's not called Torah Moshe. It's called Sefer Moshe and Sefer Nehemya. Number three, the Gemara in Megillah, and also the Gemara in Baba Basra. Megillah Laman Aleph and Baba Basra Keshes. What does it say over there about it? What's the language? The difference of the curses between Vayikra and Dvarim. Everyone look at the Gemara Megillah. What does it say over there?
And Moshe gave 12 curses to the Bnei Israel. 22. To Bnei Israel, and Shem gave only 8 curses to the Bnei Israel. But it implies that Moshe is giving the curses.
Moshe, it sounds like in Sefer Dvarim, we know that there are two parshiyot curses. There's one in Vayikra, one in Dvarim. It sounds like who's the one who's giving the curses in Dvarim? Moshe. Versus the one in the Chukotai, it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Furthermore, look at the Gemara in Megillah, based on the Mishnah that talks about when you're stomping. There, what does the Gemara say? What is the difference between the Klalot of Dvarim and the Klalot of Vayikra? What's the language? Read me the language. You did it, Climber?
Yeah.
Yeah, what's the language? What's the difference there?
English or Hebrew?
Either
one. It's one's Moshe talking. Like God talking through Moshe, so he says it, and what is Moshe saying to him?
The language is Moshe mipi atzman, right? Dvarim is Moshe mipi atzman, right? This is Dvarim. So with all of these sources, what does it sound like? Sounds like Moshe himself is doing it. And that's where you looked at all the different Rishonim from Rashi. Tosus says Ruach HaKodesh. Obviously Moshe, and that's what the Ravaz had emphasized. The Sher Kali. Don't think that Sefer Dvarim is not part of what. I mean, to answer already, to answer the halacha question, you want to know why there's no four lines separate. If there's no four lines separate, is do not think
What do we say? Why should there be four lines separate? It should be four lines separate because it's brand spanking new. It's a whole new safer. It's not something that's different. The assumption of it being a whole new safer is what? You're then saying that the first four are kadosh. These first four svarim are what? Are in the canon, if you will. And the fifth one is right? So what are we saying now? We're saying, in principle, what you could have said is the opposite, right? What you could have said is that there are four new lines which would tell you this is on the exact same level. Right? The fact that we should have said that there's brand new mitzvos, there's brand new mitzvos, maybe we should have separate four lines. The reason why there is no separate four lines is to tell me that there is a difference. There is a difference between them. But don't tell me to the extreme that it's what pure human motion should be. No. Okay? So there's four lines to what? Why is it? It's true that there's new mitzvot, but what? The bottom line is, it's different. In what way is it different? In what way is it different? So the Emes Liakov says that the way it's different is, and this comes back to over here, that these mitzvot are, this is about the sefer of Klal Yisrael. It's the sefer of the Malchut, of the Melech. Sefer Dvarim is the sefer of Malchut coming to Eretz Yisrael. He talks about the Dinei Malchus. And that's why these mitzvot are literally here. Remember we had said, according to the Ravas of Kacha, don't ask reasons. Comes the Emes Liakov and gives a whole idea of why Gerushin is in Sefer Dvarim. We'll mention this again on Sunday. It's because when you're getting married, a divorce is not just something that's personal, but it's something that affects all of Am Yisrael. There has a personal dimension, but also what? Has a national dimension. That's why we're going to talk about the end of Gifting, that the Mizbeach cries, because it's not just a personal destruction and Korban, it affects and breaks down the filial structure. But more than that, I might have thought that maybe it's two extremes, right? One where I would have said it's brand new mitzvot, so I should have had those four lines? No. Are you going to tell me Moshe means the Atzma? No. It's not that Moshe made itself. They're just a different level. There's a different level. What does it mean from a different level? This is where I gave you. Till now, and this is where the Gross said this, and many other Rishonim said that what? Till now, the first four Svarim, Hashem spoke, and Moshe was the quote-unquote throat. He was the sofer of Hashem. Comes Dvarim, and Moshe, when Rashi says Ruach HaKodesh, is that what? It's like Moshe saying it's Hoyo Moshe Be'er et HaTorah Hazot. Question is, how far do you understand it? It's definitely not Moshe just making it up. The question is it Moshe being able to have certain homiletical or rabbinical license to interpret certain things that this is what God meant? Okay, that's the Tosas Arid that I gave you. That he told you general curses, and then Moshe explicitly stated it. But clearly, again, the one extreme is don't say when it says Moshe mipi atzman, that Moshe is making it up. And that's what all the Rishonim talk about, the Ruach HaKodesh, etc. Okay? And that's where I gave you all the different Mefarshim on those Gemaras, all the Rishonim of what it means, of how it's written, and that Moshe mipi atzman is he's using his own language. That's maybe the difference again between Ruach HaKodesh and Nevuah. Nevuah, some would say that just this is the exact same example as Moshe's prophecy versus all other prophets. There's a whole chapter in the Rama, in Hilchos Yisod HaTorah, of the many differences, I think eight differences, I don't remember, between Moshe's Nevuah prophecy versus the others. And Moshe, that's called Aspakla, or in the Europe, the Gemara's language, which he has a clear prophecy. He doesn't have to be sleeping. He can be awake. He speaks, as opposed to the other ones. That's example. That's the model here also. The first four Svarim is like Torah's Moshe in the way that it's what? It's either it's again Hashem speaking and Moshe being the sofer, Moshe coming and describing, Moshe describing in his own words, That's the difference between, again, between Ruach HaKodesh and regular Nevuah. Okay, those would be the differences, just again, in formulation. That's what I gave you in the Emes LeYaakov also, that explained that's based on the Gemara, that Hashem said that Moshe was Omer V'Kotev. Avo Mishnah Torah, Hu Atzmo Chibro V'Yisto. Moshe himself, using his own language, okay, that and that's what the Vilna Gaon said, Lo Kein Sefer HaDvarim, Am Yisrael heard it, just like any other Nevi'im after Moshe. Okay, so that's the different model, and that's why, again, it's different, the actual philosophy right now, because Sefer Dvarim is for Malchus, is for coming to Eretz Yisrael, it's how to live as a nation. These mitzvot are not just mitzvot on a personal level, it has a mitzvot to do with all the nation. What time am I at, Sim? 41?
43.
So I have 2 minutes. I have really 1 minute for everyone to get down. Any questions on this?